My name is Sandra Sadiq, and this is the conclusion for the message from last week from Matthew 24. And this part is mainly going to be about the book of Revelation. And it points out so many points for the people who will be left behind. So I hope you stay blessed listening to it and make copies and share with your loved ones and neighbors so they will know what to expect in case any is left behind. To God be all the glory. Revelation will actually last for what? 7 years. And the meaning of the word tribulation means what? A grievous trouble, severe trial or suffering, great misery or distress as from oppression. It means deep sorrows due to what? Affliction, great affliction, trial or distress, suffering. And the tribulation is actually divided into two parts. And the first 3.5 years is what? Called the tribulation. And the second 3.5 years is what? The great tribulation. So it's very important that we understand that. Especially those who will be left behind, they really need to know what is going to happen in the great tribulation. And in Daniel 9:27, it says, then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he shall break an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on desolate. Who are they talking about? They're talking about the Antichrist. He's going to make a peace treaty with the Israelites. And in the peace treaty, it says 1 week. And the 1 week actually means what? The 7 years. And in the middle of the 1 week, which will be what? The 3.5. That's when we'll actually reveal who he truly is to the people. And they will know. I mean, by that time, the Israelites really made a covenant with the devil himself, you know, the Antichrist. So it's very important that we understand where we get the 7 years for the tribulation from. And then the second half of the tribulation is what? The great tribulation. And it says what? It says that is going to be when the wrath of God is going to be poured so intensely on the earth. The first half is the tribulation, and that actually, you can see the scripture for that, and that is in Revelation 12:14. Revelation 12:14 says, for the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. Who are they talking about? They're talking about Israel. Israel and its offspring. Who are those people? Those are the Christians. We Christians are called what? The offspring of Israel. So we were actually, in the first 3.5 years, we are actually going to be hidden from the Antichrist. But then, the second half, the 3.5 years, that's when the intense wrath of God is going to be poured on earth. So for those who are left behind, some of them will experience those things. And so the other scriptures for the great tribulation can actually be found where? In Daniel 7, verse 25. And Daniel 12, 11. And Daniel 12, 7. And Revelation 13 verse 5. And I'll read a couple of those. Daniel 7:25 says, he shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and a half a time. This is when? Some of the things, if you go through the characteristics that are listed on the website, even if you need a copy, you can email me and I'll send you the copy. It actually talks about some of the things that the Antichrist will do. And it tells you, he has already says, when it comes to God are interesting. You just have to know the scriptures to know he is the one. Okay? And it says what? He shall persecute the saints of the Most High. He's going to go after Christians. all the laws, the rules and regulations that have been set, you know, to bring justice and to stand for righteousness, he's going to break all of them. He has already started doing it because it's all part of the plan to bring that false peace to people who are living in darkness, who don't know the truth. So they will love him. They will love sin because one of his names is what? Lawlessness. So we know that. And then the other scripture is what? Is I'm not going to read the Daniel 12:7, but you can read it yourself. So we'll move on to Daniel 12:11. And Daniel 12:11 says what? And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of dissolution is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. That's what? 3.5 years. He is going to set up his image in the temple where the sacrifice are made in Jerusalem. And, you know, during the 7-year peace treaty, in the middle of it, he breaks it and he sets up his image there. And he demands for them to worship him because in his mind, he thinks he's what? God. So, you know the scripture. So, it gives us, the reason why I'm reading this scripture, it lets you know the time frame. And then the last one that I'm going to read is Revelation 13. Verse 5, and it says what? And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for what? For 42 months. What is that? That is during the Great Tribulation. In order for one to really understand the book of Revelation, they have to study the book of Daniel, from Daniel chapter 7 through Daniel chapter 12. Because most of the things they talk about what? The end times. Especially about the Antichrist and what he would do. Some of his characteristics also. In Daniel chapter 12, this is what in 12, I would say in verse, we'll start from verse 1. It says, at the end time, at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, and even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. It's very important that we understand. So here also, God talks about to Daniel, all these revelations that Daniel was getting before even Jesus came in the form of man on this earth. Daniel got all these revelations about what? The rapture happening and how the wrath of God is going to be in the end times. And so those who are dead in Christ will rise and all of that. It talks about all these things in Daniel chapter 12. And verse 4, it also says what? But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase greatly. It was told Daniel to seal the scroll. Because why? At the end, many like us, including myself, are running to the book of Daniel. And God is imparting great revelation and great knowledge about what is happening and what is about to happen on earth. Daniel 12 verse 13. Ask the angel, so will I still be alive when this happens? And the angel told Daniel, but you go your way until the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. What is that? Daniel was told during that time, you know, Christians, we do not die. What we do is we rest. When somebody dies in the physical realm, the Bible, God calls it, the Lord calls it what? Rest. So Daniel will be resting that time. But it says at the sound of the trumpet, he will what? He will be resurrected. And he will meet the Lord first. Those people who are dead in Christ will meet the Lord first in the clouds. And then we who are alive now will meet him next in the clouds. So you see, all these things we need to know. So now you know the meaning of what rest means. when the people in the body of Christ die, they rest. We are now going to talk about the seven seals. And the seven seals, they will start being opened when? During the tribulation. And it will go all the way through what? The great tribulation. And it can be found at what? Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 through 16. And then the other one is what? The seventh seal. Revelation chapter 8, 1 through 13. And 9 verse 1 through 21. And I'm only going to read one. Which is what? The first seal. The chapter 1, I'm going to read from chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. And it says what? Now I saw when the lamp opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, come and see. Verse 2. And I looked, and behold, a white horse who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. Who is this man? That is the Antichrist. Because what? He has been given and will be even given extra more powers after the what? After the rapture, to go and conquer. He's conquering now, but he's conquering, doing it peacefully. So you understand, the Antichrist is already the first, and the Antichrist is conquering, but he's conquering peacefully. What he's doing is he's pulling people into himself, people to like him and all this thing. So it's very, very important we understand, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that we really don't have time. We don't have time, and we need to be ready for the rapture. The second seals rider is sitting on a red horse, and it has been given power to take peace from earth, and that people should kill one another. There is going to be a great conflict on earth. Oh, that's going to be such a horrible time. Just people killing each other, left and right. Death all over the place. And the third seal is who? Is the black horse, scarcity on earth, and a scale in his hand to what? That is going to be the starvation. People not having enough food to eat, and all these things is going to be part of what? The third seal. The third seal, which is believed that these three seals will be open during what? The tribulation. We described and went through what? The first three and a half, and the second three and a half is what? The great tribulation. And the fourth seal will be, that's when it will start the great tribulation. It'll be the whole the pale horse, widespread of death on earth. Over a fourth of the earth will be killed with sword, with hunger, death, and by beast on the earth. This a lot. I mean, the Bible tells us 1/4 of the earth is going to be killed. People are going to die left and right. And it's going to be through what? The sword with hunger. Because we already read the third seal. It talks about it in the third seal. That what? People are going to be starving. Okay? It's going to be hard for people to have food or to even buy food. Okay? When the fifth seal is open, what he saw was under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for their testimony, and scarcity on earth. Because the fifth seal is very, very important that Christians understand, especially those who will be left behind. It says, Revelation chapter 6, verse 9, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? You have to understand something. This is during the great tribulation, where the Antichrist is going after Christians, is going and is killing them. I mean, so this is what it says. Verse 11, let's keep reading. It says, then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they was completed. What is this? This lets us know there is another clue. There is going to be a second rapture. The Bible is a book of revelation. Book of revelation. I like to say, you know, the Old Testament, like one of the pastors said, and I'll never forget it. It said, the Old Testament is like a mirror image of what was to happen in the New Testament. So, this is what happened. It lets us know what those, when the Bible says rest, as we saw in the book of Daniel, the word rest means what? Those are people, born again Christians who are dead. They rest. They rest. And during the rapture, like it was told Daniel, during that time, the rapture, you will be resting in Daniel chapter 12, that he will be resting, but he will rise up at the sounding of the trumpets, because the dead in Christ will rise first. So this is what is being said to them. Okay. Those who are killed for the name of Christ Jesus. It says what? That they have to rest for a little while until both the number of the fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. Hallelujah. So there is a second rapture hidden in there. And it says what? It says, so now we go to the sixth seal. And the sixth seal is what? Cosmic disturbance, a great earthquake. Sun will become black and the moon will become like blood and the stars will fall from the heavens. It's not going to be a pretty time during that. And it says what? And also the seventh seal. And this actually, the sixth seal was also spoken about where? And also in the book of Matthew, when we did Matthew 24, right? Jesus talked about that. And also, cause why? All those things will lead to what? The second coming of Christ. And the seventh seal, you can read a Revelation chapter 8, 1 through 13, 9. Verse 1 through 21. The seventh seal will consist of what? The seven trumpets. Oh my Lord. That it would not be a time for anyone to be alive, but there will still be people alive who are running from the Antichrist. And remember, the Antichrist and his followers, those who have not died yet, they are still going to be alive. Okay. Now we're going to move over to what? We're going to talk briefly about what? The sealed Israel. Remember, so many Israelites don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. So in Revelation chapter 7, 1 through 4, 8, it talks about what? The 144,000 sealed Israelites. And what is it? How did they come up with that number? That number is comes from what? The 12 tribes. The 12,000 from each 12 tribe. But what I want you to keep in mind, if you want to know the original 12 tribe of Israel, they come from what? The 12 sons of Jacob. And they can be found, you can look at the scripture. It's going to be in Genesis 35, 23 through 26. You can find them from over there. It lists all of the 12 sons of Jacob. But if you get to Revelation, the sealed tribe of Israel, right? It's going to be what? In Revelation chapter 7, verse 5 through 8. It actually gives you the listing of all the 12 tribes. And we see that if you compare your notes from Genesis 37, you actually see that Manasseh happens to be one of the tribes. And so who has been eliminated from that? That is the tribe of Dan. Manasseh was not a son of Jacob. He was actually the grandson of who? Of Jacob. Because Manasseh, remember, Joseph had two sons. And Joseph was the 11th born of what? The 12 sons of Jacob. And what? So, Joseph had two sons and one's name was Manasseh. And then the second one was what? Ephraim. And Manasseh actually was the first. The things that Jacob said when he was blessing his sons, you can find them in Genesis 48, 17 through 20 and 49, 1 through 28. As what? the blessings he spoke over the 12 sons, and then for Joseph and for his two sons was what? Genesis 48, 17 through 20. And also what he said about the tribe of Dan can be found at Genesis 48, 16 through 18. And it's very important that we understand these things. Because of those 12 tribes that Dan was eliminated, the last time Dan was ever spoken of was in Amos 8, 14. The book of Amos 8, 14. Because Dan, the tribe of Dan, became who? Became idol worshippers instead of worshipping the Almighty Living God. Now, let's talk about this 12 sealed Israelites. The 12 tribes, the 144,000 sealed Israelites. They are going to be what? They are actually all male. They have never defiled themselves by a woman. They are virgins, and God considers them his first fruit. They don't know who they are now. They will be activated. They will be sealed after the rapture, especially during the great tribulation. They cannot and they will not be killed by the Antichrist. Those are the only people on this earth that they will be sealed. Okay? Other people are not. They will be like the number one on the hit list for the Antichrist. He's going to be sending his followers everything after them. But they cannot and they will not be killed, because God has sealed them that they will not see death. Okay? So, we look here. It says what? Read what it says in Revelation 14, 1 through 5. And it says what? About this. I want to read this because it's very, very important, this scripture here. Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of a loud thunder. I heard the sound of harpists and playing their harps. They sang as it were a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. Hallelujah. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed from the earth. And it says what? These are, verse 4, these are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruit of God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God. To God be all the glory. So we see here, they were not killed. They were not killed. They were not killed. They were not killed. But it says what? So how did they get to the throne of God? This is your other clue for there being a second rapture. This is your other clue. And I remember one time, I just had this thought as I was doing all this end time studies with the Lord, that how come there are women? You know, I didn't ask the Lord. I just thought about it, and he answered my thought. He said, Sandra, the reason why, one of the reasons, he didn't give me all the reason, but one of the reason is because, he said, during the great tribulation, it's going to be so intense. They're going to be running for their lives and everything, trying to preach and teach the gospel. Mind you, they're not the only people that's going to be preaching and teaching the gospel. But that's one of the things that they'll be doing. He said, it's going to be so intense. I mean, they will go days, weeks and stuff. No shower, nothing. Sometimes it's going to be hard for them to even come up with food and things, right? But he said, this work is going to be so intense that a woman's physical being, the way I created them, it's going to be hard for them to be able to do that work. And I said, wow. That's amazing. Because, you know, I think about certain things. It's not everything I might ask the Lord. And sometimes, I mean, those of us who've been working and living for the Lord, fellowship with the Lord, fellowshipping with Him, you know that sometimes He even answers your thoughts. He's an awesome God. We truly serve an awesome God in the name of Jesus. I'm going to talk about some things. You know, after the great tribulation, it talks about what? That it will lead to what? The second coming of Christ. And we spoke about it. If you want to know more about it, you can read our what? Revelation 19, 11 through 21. And it talks about all these different things. Okay? So, if you want to know, you can also... And it says what? We are going to come down from heaven. Those who will be in heaven with the Lord. We're going to come down with Him. And with what? With the new Jerusalem. You can read about it in our Revelation 21, 9 through 27. It talks about all these things. And it also talks about also the world, the city. How the structure of what? The new Jerusalem with the walls. It talks about what? The wall of the city has 12 foundation, and on them the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. It has great walls with 12 gates. 12 gates means the 12 gate. The names are written on it. The names that are written on it are the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay? The 12 tribes of Israel. So, I mean, we already know one of the names have been eliminated or deleted, taken out of it, which was what? The Dan, the tribe of Dan. And God is going to be there with the Lamb. There is no need for light because of how bright the Father and the Son are. Revelations 23 and 22. Revelations 21 verse 23. Revelations 22 and verse 5. We see all these things, and the Bible talks about so many different things about the second coming of Christ. Now people keep asking, oh yeah, are we going to be here for the great tribulation and all these things and stuff? My brothers and sisters in Christ, it's written in the word. It says in Revelation chapter 3 verse 10, it says, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. So who is, God is telling us, because you, my children in Christ, because you obeyed me, you lived the life that I've called you to live, holy and righteous life, and being obedient to my word, because of that, I will take you. I will allow you to escape this trial that is coming on earth, the wrath of God. So now you know that scripture. So when people try to tell you, know the word and know what it stands for, so that you will not just, I mean, believe anything anyone comes and tell you. It's very, very, very important that we understand those things. Okay? And then there are so many things. Right now, I really want to talk about what? People that will be left behind. My brothers and sisters in Christ, it's very, very important that we understand those. We need to live the life, a life of holiness, a life of righteousness, a life of obedience. I always tell people, you know, the people that I preach, I minister to and teach, I tell them three important things. I said the most important thing is that you put God number one. You love God with all your heart. I mean, just love Him. Just love Him. Love Him more than anything or anyone on this earth. Then you love your neighbor like yourself. And then the third thing is you minister, you witness. Why? You witness. Because the love of God that has been shown to Christians, we are to share it also with our brothers and sisters who are not only saved, but the ones who are not saved, so that they also can come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's very, very important, because the heart desire of Jesus is that none should perish. So if we truly love him, we will not be shy, we will not be embarrassed to witness. The word says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask boldness, let him ask. Pray for boldness to be able to do the things of God. But I tell you this, when the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord nudges you and tells you, hey, you need to stand up for this, you need to, and because you want to be cool or so with your brother or sister, okay, even with the people who are not unbelievers, so you're not able to say the things that God has called you to say and tell them, how are you ever going to grow in boldness? Because God is already nudging you through his Spirit, because the Holy Spirit of God is our teacher, is our everything, okay? So it's very important that we know these things. So nowadays, it's so hard to preach the truth word of God. Why? Because people don't want to hear it. So many people have compromised the word of God. But you know what? You might hate me now or dislike me for preaching the truth word of God now, but when you get to the kingdom of God, you will thank God that he sent me to come and preach the truth and not compromise word. So even for us who go to church, and you know, our leaders, our pastors, our brothers and sisters in Christ, they are able to rebuke us and all these things, not being judgmental and all these things. And oh, because Satan uses that thing to deceive us, making us say or think that they are judging us. It's not true. They love us. They want us to know what it takes to enter the gates of heaven, so that when at the sounding of the trumpet, we will not be left behind. You know, so it's very, very important that we do all these things. I want to talk about that a little bit, about what is about to happen on earth. Moments after the rapture, my brothers and sisters, my brethren in Christ, don't fool yourself thinking that, oh yeah, you know, you still have time, and if the rapture happens and you still get left behind, oh yeah, you get a chance to repent and really come to believe in Jesus or live that life of obedience and stuff. Don't fool yourself. Remember, I'm not saying every pilot is a believer and stuff like that, but I'm going to give you some of the examples of things that are about to happen on earth. Not every believer, okay? Not every pilot and things like that are going to be believers. But I want you to understand that if your pilot who is operating the plane is a believer and they get raptured, the plane is going to crash. You don't know they have been raptured. So all you know is you probably wouldn't even have seconds to accept Jesus or rededicate your life back to him. Don't fool yourself, because the rapture, people are going to be vanishing. Just imagine you are in a public transportation, you are in a train, you are in a plane which is being operated by somebody else, or even somebody, if you are in a car, I know, if, oh my goodness, if I'm driving my car, I love seeing the stickers, you know, that people put on their car. If you are behind me when the rapture happens, the stickers some people put on their car, know that this vehicle is not going to be operated. Why? Because they are trying to tell you they are going to be raptured. So that vehicle might hit your vehicle or whatever the case is, and you might die on the spot and things. You might not have the time to repent. You might end up in the gates of hell. That's why it's very crucial that we live the life that God has called us to live now. My brothers and sisters, don't get confused. We don't have time. We really, really, really don't have time. I'm sensing the power of God going through my body. We don't have time now, because God wants you to know Jesus. As I'm sensing the presence of God. Let me tell you, it's very, very important that you don't take these things for granted. Even if you in my car, whatever the case, and I'm driving, you don't know the rapture is happening or it's about to happen, because I don't know it neither. I might drive the car straight into another car and an accident, into the water, into a dam, into a river, something. And right there, the other people in my car, if they don't get raptured, there could be a critical accident, something. They can die on the spot. Those people will go to hell, my brothers and sisters. Don't get confused. Don't think you have time. You don't have time. Now is the time. Live the life that God has called us. Because you have to, and even when the rapture happened, just imagine, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it happens during winter time. It happens during winter time. If the rapture happens during winter time, and the Lord prayed, talks about it in Matthew chapter 24 also, that we should pray that it does not happen what? During
winter time. Why? Because those people who are living in those cold places, remember, I mean, all these accidents and stuff from all over the world is happening. There will be power outage and all these things. You will not be able to turn on the heat. You will not be able to do all these things. Some people might freeze to death and all these things. So it's very, very, very important that we live the life that God has called us to live now, so that we will not. Because when we get left behind, my brothers and sisters, my brethren in Christ, there is nothing that is promised to us that we might enter the gates of heaven. Because you have to understand why the Antichrist, all this power outage and all these things is going to be intense. And then remember, that's when the Antichrist is going to be activated as the devil. The son, I mean the Antichrist himself. You understand? So what he's going to do is he's going to control everything. It will actually be better for those who lived at tropical areas during that time. Going to control everything. So if you don't receive the mark and these things, guess what? You cannot buy heat. You cannot get, power in your house. You're not going to get heat. You're not. We don't have time for these things. It's very, very important that we know this thing. We're taking it so lightly. How are you going to put gas in your car? He's going to control everything. Only those people, the Bible talks about this. Only those people who can buy and sell are those with the mark. In what? It talks about it so crucial in the book of Revelation. And let me open to that scripture. Okay, it talks about it. It says what? Revelation chapter 13. It says what? Chapter 13. It says, I'm going to read from what? Verse 15. Okay, it talks about it. It says what? It says, he was granted power to give. Revelation 13, 15. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So right now, I'm telling you, and I already gave you the scriptures for that, what is about to happen on earth. Okay? And it says, verse 16, he causes all. So he's going to go after you. The Bible talks about it in the book of Matthew. Don't go to your house. Don't go. Don't come down to the city. Run. If you haven't given your life to the Lord yet, the only thing you can think about is run. Run, give your life, because you don't have second. This man, even the way he's trying to control the world now, you don't have time. And you don't want to take anything lightly. Because, even after the rapture, it tells you he's going to be in power, right? Not only in the physical realm, in the spiritual realm, power in the sense that he's going to be controlling the world, he thinks. Right? So, guess what? He's going to send people to go and kill. He's going to control everything, the media, everything. And he's going to tell them, guess what? There is no such thing as the rapture. The rapture did not happen. Those people have been kidnapped or some alien adopted them. You understand? He's going to try to say everything he can and do to convince people that the Bible is a lie. But my brothers and sisters, don't believe those things, because it's part of the enemy, so that we will not know the truth, especially for those left behind. Let's read. Verse 16 says, he causes all, poor, small, and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or forehead. Why? Because he will tell them. Why? He says what? Verse 17. So you see what is happening? It does not matter who you are, whether you poor, whether you rich, he's going to come and he's going to cause all, the small, the big, the great, the poor, the middle age, the middle class, all these things. You understand? And it says what? Verse 17, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark, or what? The name of the beast, or the number of his name. Oh, Jesus.
Let me tell you, this is the time, my brethren, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to buy you better. Since we know we're already in the end times. Only God knows who's going to be raptured and who's not. And some people, they already know because God has told them that they're going to be raptured. Okay? But still, you know, store up things in canned food and all kind of things. Because it tells us right here that what? No one can buy or sell, whether it's food, whether to go to work, because everything, there's money is going to be useless. Everything is going to be done through what? That mark. And it says what? Here is wisdom, verse 18. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is what? 666. He is going to control everything. So, I'm going to go over some things that I want you to stop. It's very, very, very important. We don't take it lightly that after the rapture, we still have time. Only God knows. Some people would die on the spot and they will go straight to the gate of hell. Why? Why? Because they did not get a chance. Because they didn't know the people operating the vehicles, whether it's the vehicles or the transportation they are in. Remember, the planes are going to fall from the skies. They're going to hit schools. They're going to hit classrooms. I mean, they're going to hit houses and places, public and, I mean, isolated places all over. Only God knows what's going to. I'm telling you, it's very crucial. So if you are there and you've been left behind, guess what? It's coming right on you. You won't get a chance to repent. You won't get a chance to give your life to the Lord. Make copies of these CDs and give it to your loved ones, the saved and the unsaved, so they will understand what is about to happen. We don't have time. We don't have time. God is the one who created us. And at the end, whether we choose to live for him or not, oh yes, we will pay a price. For those who refuse to accept him, we will all make an account for the life that we lived on earth. Whether believers or unbelievers, we will all be judged. It says some of the things I want to go over, okay, is that what? It talks about, I want to tell you all something very, very important that I want you all to make sure you keep in mind. That you keep in mind. And what is one of those things? Okay. Is that I want you all to buy Bible. Buy Bible. Not just Bible, but Bibles. Because if those people left behind comes to the house, mind you, you think the devil, the Antichrist and his followers is going to allow them to go to the store and buy? First of all, we've just realized. What? They cannot buy or sell unless you receive the mark. And these people need to know what is in the word of God, especially when it comes to the end times. So they will be prepared for what is about to happen. Buy Bibles. I'm talking about hard copy Bibles. Buy hard copy Bibles. Leave it in the house. Leave it in the house, whether it's in your car, put a copy there, whoever will find the car after the rapture. And also the mark of the beast information. You know, some of them, they would not even have time to read the whole Bible or even a small portion because they'll be running for their lives and everything. Because the Bible says, I mean, this guy is so evil. So evil. Sometimes, you know, I look at him and I see a little something. But he is so evil, right? That he's going to be going after them. So it's very important we make the mark of the beast copies and leave it around in the house. I mean, on the refrigerator and things like that. Places where those people left behind when they come into our house, in our cars, in our office and stuff. They will see it and they can pick it up. And read it and know they have raptured, but you can still get a chance to spend eternity with God. Don't get so caught up in using Bibles and stuff online. Because I told you, the internet, everything is going to be controlled by the Antichrist. So you cannot rely on that online Bibles and stuff. You can't. Remember,
after the rapture, most places, there's not going to be any power, period. So they cannot even. Then very soon, he's going to control everything. You will not be able to access those Christian channels, Christian websites that we are so used to and stuff. You see things you want, I mean, that touch your heart, especially about the end times and how to endure the trials and tribulation that will come during our lifetime and during the tribulations and stuff like that. Make copies, print them, leave them in a binder, in a book, somewhere in the house. And you know what? Send it to your family. Send it. I don't care. They want to throw it away. Just send it. Tell them not to throw it away, especially the unbelievers and stuff. So that after the rapture, they will know. They will know. Make copies of end time sermons. End time sermons. Make copies of it. The special sermons I told you about how to endure and stuff, so they will know. They will know exactly. They will know exactly this information. They will have it. And highlight certain parts of the Bible or make notes so that they will know exactly where to go to. And don't forget to show them and write things, I mean, type things, how to accept the Lord into their life, okay? It's very important. Some of these people, they've never heard John 3:16. It's very, very important. We leave these notes in the house, you know? I have the mark of the beast in my car and everything. I have Bibles in the house because whoever will be left behind, they will know. And I hope the Lord will use them. The one who will come into my house to do the work of God. Buy MP3s. Buy MP3 players. Not the ones that, buy the ones that uses batteries. Buy the cassette players and things that uses batteries. Because why? You will not have access and you don't want to be using anything that, I mean, they can control and stuff. You know, this digital TVs and stuff like that. Even if you can access them, don't turn them on because they will know you are there and they will come for you. It's very important that you understand these things. Everything will be controlled. Buy water. Buy water. Have water. Have canned food. Have water. Have canned food. Have water and all these things. In bottles, in containers, in the house. Okay? In the house. And that's, I don't know how long it will take before the Antichrist starts beheading people because they believe in Jesus, but I'm being very, very, I'm telling you these things so you will know what time, what is about to happen on earth. I told you about the power outage, and also you have to remember if there is power outage, you cannot really rely on food in what? The refrigerators. You cannot rely on that, okay? So you have to buy canned food and all these things like cereal and things like that. That will not spoil. Look for the expiration dates for, you know, because we're just waiting for the sounding of the trumpets. We did the first part. We already know all the Lord has to do. God has to give the command for Jesus to come for the bride and for the sounding of the trumpets. It's over. We are out of here. And I spoke about the tropical areas. It would be good, but remember, I mean, if you're going to run to tropical areas, if it's going to what? If it's going to be winter, you better do it right after the rapture because you will not have time. The Antichrist is going to be activated as the devil. He's going to be controlling everything, the highway, the street, everything. If they scan you and all these things, you don't have the mark. You can't even travel. You cannot travel. So buy some charcoal and everything. Those people who have fireplaces and stuff, you know, and get ready. Get ready if you know you are going to be left behind or your loved ones have not accepted the Lord yet. Yes, we're still going to be praying for them daily, every chance we can. But we're still not going to take anything lightly. We went over the book of Matthew already, 24. Why? Why do you think Jesus was saying what? In Matthew 24, our Lord was talking about what? Fleeing from us, fleeing in Matthew 24:16. It says what? 16 to 20. It says what? It says, I'll actually read. It says, and then those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them who is on the housetop not go down to take anything of his house. Off his house. And it says what? And let him who is in the field not go back to get any clothes. I'm telling you, it's going to be intense. It's going to be intense. Why? Because he's coming. The Antichrist. It says what? The first you. He's given power to what? To conquer. Conquer. Not just in one place. All over. All over. And unfortunately, people will be hungry. People will be starving. People will give their life away for food. For food. Just like Esau did. They will spend eternity in hell because of food. Because of what? Luxury. A life of luxury. But the unfortunate thing is, the luxury life that they're willing on living is not going to last. Because very soon, they will realize how evil this man is. And they will give their life. And they had already received the mark. I remember I watched a movie called, I was just flipping through the channel and I saw something moments after. And it says that movie, I really didn't like it. What was it? Moments after the rapture. Don't get deceived that moments after the rapture, you get raptured that you can actually, that people get left behind and they receive the mark. And in the movie, you know, they go and they take the mark away and then the person actually gets saved again. No. It's not true. You receive the mark. God knows you have received the mark. You can go and cut off your hand and all this craziness. It's not going to work. The moment you receive the mark, you are marked for hell. Women, my sisters, the saints and the unsaved, only God knows who's going to be raptured. Buy pads. Have all this women things in the house. Or wherever your hiding place is going to be. You know, have toilet paper. Have first aid kit. Because people are going to be running. People are going to be hurt because of all the accidents and stuff. Because it's going to be great disturbance on earth. Like it has never been seen before. All the wars they have seen cannot be compared. Our history books would not be anything compared to this. Just imagine. God even said, what is about to happen on earth has never happened. It has never been seen on earth before. Remember in the days of Noah, all that torment that they were killed because of the rain is nothing comparing to what is about to happen. So my brothers and sisters, don't fool yourself. Your car might be good for only a short time because you won't be able to buy gas anymore. And guess what? In your houses, if you don't buy the water and stuff like that and store them, if you can afford little generators, if you know you're not living the life that God has called you to, you better have some generators or something. I don't know how long it will take before the Antichrist comes there. But the Bible makes it very clear that so many were beheaded. At the throne, when John was getting the revelations in the book of Revelation, he says he saw a multitude from all nations of the earth that no one can even number them, that were beheaded, were slain. That was during what? The Great Tribulation. And it says what? Buy some good shoes. Because women who are running and stuff, your high heels, they're not going to be good anymore. Buy some good shoes. Buy some comfortable shoes. Leave them in the house or something. Or, you know, hopefully when the rapture happens, you are in your house. But the Lord wants us, don't go to the house for anything. Anything. So if you don't have it in your possession and stuff, those hopefully when it happens and they are home, the rapture happens in their home. They can flee to their hiding place so they can grab those things. But they can't take so much. They can only take a little bit. And it says what? The only people who will live, they will try. They will give up their life for this luxury life. but it's only for a short time because they are all being deceived. Don't think, my brothers and sisters, that you have time. This is now the time that we have. The time we have to live the life that God has called us to. This is not the time for jokes. This is not, I mean, we already know we are in the end times, and all that is left for God to do is sound the trumpet. So why shouldn't we live the life that God has called us to live? Let's live it to bring Him honor and glory. I'm going to talk about some of the scriptures that actually talks about who will not enter the gates of heaven. And actually goes far also to say what? Those who will not enter the New Jerusalem. I want us to look at a couple of scriptures, okay? And it says what? I'm going to read from Galatians 5, 19 through 21. And it says, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts or wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresy, envy, murders, drunkenness, rivalry, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the past, that those who practice said things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, let's go on. I'm going to read Revelations. These are some of the places, some of the scriptures. It says what? And it says what? Revelations also, these are all those people who practice such things will not enter the gates of heaven. Revelations 21 verse 8, Revelations 21, 27, Revelations 22 verse 15. Okay? Verse 15. And I believe I want to read this from where? From the Amplified. I'm going to read from the New King James. Okay? And then I will read from where? From the Amplified. And the New King James, I'm reading what? Revelations 21 verse 8. It says, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual immoral, sorcerers, adulterers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Why? And the scripture, the word of the Lord says what? Blessed is the one who is part of what? The first resurrection. Why is that? Because they will have eternal life. Eternal life with the Almighty Living God. And it's very, very important that we understand all these things. And it says what? And Revelations 21 verse 27 says, but there shall be no means enter it anything that defiles or causes any abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of what? Book of life. Praise the Lord for the Lamb's book of life. And then what? It says what? It says right here, Revelations 22 verse 15. Revelations 22 verse 15. It says what? It says what? But outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and sexual immoral and murderers and adulterers and whoever loves and practices what? A lie. So you see, whether it's a big lie or small lie, it says what? All liars will not inherit the kingdom of God, right? Now, let me read what it says. Actually, 21 verse 8. 21 verse 8 says what? It says, and I'm reading from what? From Amplified Bible. It says, but as for the cowards and the ignoble and what? And the contemptible and the cravenly, lacking in courage and the cowardly, submissive. And as for the unbelieving and faithless, and as for the deprived and the defiled with abominations, and as for murderers and the lord and the adulterers and the practices of magic arts and the adulterers, those who give supreme devotion to anyone or anything other than God, and all liars. And I wanted you. You see, nowadays, most people, I mean, I know I come from Africa and everything. Nowadays, people don't just worship idols, like putting images up. Some people still do. But majority, what we do is we idolize people. We idolize things, whether it's our job, whether it's our car, whether it's our job, our profession, all this thing, even our positions in the body of Christ. They become idols in our heart instead of us. So it says what? I'm going to read it again. What? It says the idol. It says what? It breaks it down in the Amplified Bible. It says, those who give supreme devotion to anyone or anything other than God, and all liars, those who knowingly convene an untruth by word or deed, and all these shall have their part in the lake that blazes with the fire and brimstone. This is the second death. Do you understand? So my brothers and sisters, just because we don't have little Buddhas and stuff in the house, we are still idolizing things in our heart. Just like I told you when the Lord gave me the revelation about my relative whose book is not written in the book, whose name is not written in the book of life. He said it's because he worships the Antichrist in his heart. My brothers and sisters, don't play with God. We should not play with God. Just because his judgment is delayed does not mean it's denial. It's coming up real soon, and we don't want to be on earth. I want to go over this Revelation 21:8. It says what? Cowardly. Cowardly. You know, sometimes, yes, cowardly. A person, the definition of that is a person who lacks courage in facing danger, difficulty, opposition, pain, and etc. A timid or uneasily intimidated person. Sometimes it's like, oh, we don't want to go through this fire. We don't want to go through this. We don't want to do this. The moment we see trials coming in the body of Christ, we throw in our towels. Then we start living our sinful ways, the lifestyle that we used to live, our old ways. Because why? We don't allow God to prune all those things out of us. Why? Anytime, if anything, we're supposed to stand for righteousness and stuff, we refuse to. Why? Because we want to be cool with the people around us. Those people who truly love Jesus, they get persecuted day and night. And you know what? They really don't have friends. People don't really like them because they don't tell and do things that people want to hear. They speak the truth because they know who is listening and hearing everything that they are saying. It's who? God. He hears everything. He sees everything. You cannot hide. Like in the book of Psalm, it says, David says, who can hide from God? No one. You can't hide anything from him. Okay? And it says what? So, cowardly. So what? It says that those people would not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Unbelieving, doubting, people who doubt, they will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Unbelievers, they will not. And all this sorceress and all these things, I went over it with you all, my brothers and sisters. It's going to be bad. All liars. We think little lie, big lie. It's no lie. It says all liars will not inherit the kingdom of God. So it's about time we stop lying and trying to tell people what they want to hear instead of standing for what is right. But because we need to have a God-fearing heart. Know that God hears and sees everything we are saying and doing. Little lie. Sometimes we want to tell little lies just to make somebody feel good. Don't say it. You're better off not answering or being quiet than to open your mouth and lie. Because those are fruits of Satan. That's why it says the Antichrist is a deceiver. He's a liar. Because it's not the Spirit of God. It's not the fruit of the Spirit of God. And it says what? We have to be overcomers. Let me tell you about some of the rewards that it talks about in the Bible. About those who will overcome all these things. It says what? It actually talks about it in Revelation. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures about what? Rewards for those who overcome. It says Revelation 2:17. He who has an ear, let him here what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation what? Revelation 2:23 and Revelation 22:12. It says, I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the hearts and the mind. So we can say with our lips, with the mind and heart. That's what the Lord says, who searches the minds and heart. We can say with our lips that we love God, but he knows our heart and our mind. Our mind. How can God ever enjoy my thought or even answer my thought if they are sinful? He cannot. He knows the heart, the minds and hearts of each and everyone. He searches it. So we can say with our lips we love him, but he knows within our heart and in our mind. It says, and I will give to each one of you according to your works. So why are we sitting there thinking that everybody's going to receive the same reward? It's not true. God said he will give to each according to his work. My brothers and sisters, get up and witness and minister. You don't have to wait for anyone to ordain you. Just get up and obey the teaching, the words of God. Why? He will reward us each for our works. Our works. You know, sometimes I hear people, they laugh at me. You know, they say, oh my goodness, you, there you go again. You lost weight. You're probably fasting again. And some of them say, when I get to heaven, guess what? I'm going to be just like you in heaven, this and that. No, I know. To whom much is given, much is required. So I'm doing all I can do to please God. To please God. To please God. And to live the life. I never want God to regret the day he made me. I want him, when it's all said and done, to give me the most beautiful smile that you never thought you'd make it, but I had you all along, Sandra. And that's the same I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters and unbelievers. Just trust him. Believe his word, because his word would never come back to him void. He has to accomplish what it was sent to accomplish. And he says what? 22:12, Revelation. And behold, I'm coming quickly. My reward is with me to give to everyone according to what? His work. So once again, why do we think we are not going to be rewarded for the work that we have done here on earth to bring honor and glory to our almighty living God? Verse 2:25 and 26 says what? But hold fast, you who have till I come. And he who overcomes. These are some of the scriptures about overcoming. We have to overcome. I went over that in Matthew 24, I think verse 13. We have to endure till the end. It says, but hold fast that you who have till I come, that he who overcomes and keeps my words until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. You have to overcome, even if you have been left behind. You have to overcome this. You have to overcome being defeated by the devil so you receive the mark of the beast. No, you have to overcome this. Yes, if you have to be beheaded, get beheaded. But don't commit suicide. It says in the book of Revelation that they will seek death. When the great tribulation gets really intense and stuff, they will even seek death. They will not find it. My brothers and sisters, don't deceive yourself that you served Jesus 20 years ago or now. If you take your life, you're going to hell. Verse Revelation chapter 3 verse 5 says, "He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garment, and I will blot out his name. And I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. To God be all the glory." Your name will be, you and I, your names, my brothers and sisters, will be in the book of life. This is why we are here on earth, to live a life that is pleasing unto God, so that our names can be found in the book of life. And it says what? Revelation 3, 12, 11 and 12. It says, behold, Revelations 11 through 12. It says, that's Revelation chapter 3, 11 through 12. It says, behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. You hear that? So even though now we are going through trials, hold fast to what you have, in whom you have come to believe in, that no one takes away that crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. Praise the Lord. Hear that. Hear that in Revelation 3, 11 through 12. My brothers and sisters, why are we wasting our time building earthly mansions, earthly possessions, whilst we need to be building our relationship and building the kingdom of God? By witnessing, ministering, giving away tracts, sharing the gospel, so that we can inherit the things that have been promised to us by God. It says what? Revelation 3:21. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. This is Jesus. And as I also overcome, and as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. My God, to see God for who he is, the creator of the heavens and the earth. What else can we desire other than to spend eternity with God? My brothers and sisters in Christ, work. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, and endure, overcome the works of the flesh. The trials, the tribulations, whether it's through divorce, whether it's through backbiting, whether it's through, whatever, you've been laid off, you don't even have anything. The Bible says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his descendants begging bread. Know the word of God and use it in your prayers and meditation, because it has to accomplish what it was sent on this earth to do. Because we don't serve a God who lies. We serve an awesome and a true living God, that whatever he has said will surely come to pass. Will surely come to pass. And in conclusion, I want to read three scriptures. Or I read it to you. It says Revelation 22 verse 7. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Blessed. God has sent people to warn us, to sound the trumpets, the warning sound of the trumpets, that he is coming. What else can we desire? So when we get left behind, or we enter the gates of hell, it's not God's fault. Because he sent prophets all over every nation. And nations, men and women who are not even prophets like myself. He has given me end time revelations, anointed me when I came to this place, Washington State, to preach and teach end times. And not just that, but to teach his word, so that I would tell people what it takes to enter the kingdom of God. Revelations 22. Verses 12 through 17 says, "And behold, I'm coming quickly. My reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life." What? It says what? Blessed are those who obey his word, his command, to live a righteous and a holy life, to put God first, to love our neighbors as ourselves. Oh, and to have what? To have a right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. What city? That is the new Jerusalem that's going to come from heaven. The city that has not been made with the hands of men, but by God Almighty. But outside are, what? It says, "But outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and sexual immoral and murderers and adulterers and whoever loves and practice a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of the life freely." Revelation 22:20, one of my favorite also. "He who testified to this thing says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Where do we get that scripture from? That's Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Because your bride is waiting for you. Jesus, we love you. We honor you. We adore you. We glorify you. We thank you so much for saving us. We give you honor. We pray that you give us the boldness, Father God Almighty, to go out there in the streets. I mean, to preach your word, even in fast food places, even in stores, Lord, that we will love our neighbors like ourselves, that we will warn them about the wrath that is coming on earth, that they will not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, we love you. We honor you. You know, I know sometimes it gets hard being persecuted, because of the life that I've set to live for you, that I do live for you. But Lord, I am thankful. I am grateful that you have saved me. And I'm not blind in this end time. And I pray for the same, Father God Almighty, for my brothers and sisters in Christ, and also for the unbelievers, that they will come to know you, that they will not receive the mark of the beast, that they will have life, eternal life with you, to bring you honor and glory. Lord, anoint us. Anoint us. Open our eyes, our spiritual eyes. Open our spiritual ears, that we might not believe what the devil is telling us, but we'll believe your true word and your word, your word, your word, your word of hope, your word that teaches us righteousness and holiness, what it takes to enter your kingdom. Lord, nowadays, so many have compromised his word. We don't want to live the life that it takes, you know? And this is to let people know, really, Lord, Father, we love you. In Jesus' mighty name, we just thank you, we honor you, we adore you. Be rapture ready, because our Lord and Master is coming.